Good morning, Kiamora, Dumelang. Coming up, we're going to have Paul Roelofsen give us a pre-seed version of our finance week that we need to be looking at, especially with COVID-19. A lot of people just challenged when it comes to their financial well-being. So it's always good taking a listen to Paul Roelofsen, which will be happening in a minute or two. Minister Angie Motshekga is still giving a live briefing. A report on readiness will be delivered. As soon as that report is being delivered, then I will give that live for you to listen to. So all of that coming up. Now, as I said, Paul Roelofsen, our personal finance with Paul coming up. And does the pandemic teach moderation is the question he asks. So to get to understand that question a lot more intimately, we'll chat to him next.
School, work and concerts have stopped, but sharing doesn't. Join the lockdown conversation on Cape Talk.
Your time now, 24 minutes to 12. Paul Roelofsen, certified financial planner. Only a handful of those in the country, so which is why we bring you only the best. How's it, Paul?
Hi there, Kino.
So you asked the question, does this pandemic teach moderation? I mean, it's been, what, more than 60 days in lockdown. We've had a long time to think about many things, including money.
Yeah. And, you know, this is really the sort of crux of it, isn't it? When we come out of lockdown now, we're coming into the next level, which is level three. So we've had a lot of time to think about things. And I think we've also had a lot of experiences with what we've done in our time and with what we've done with our money. You know, money has been a limited resource for many. It's been cut back. People have got percentages of their normal salaries. Some didn't even get paid eventually. Mm. And I guess in the space of time that we've had over the last 60 days or so, there must have been pockets of that time where we spent time reflecting on the value of money and how long and how much it can actually stretch. I mean, there have been households that were really put to the test. But my thinking is this, you know, are we learning lessons from that when we come out of lockdown? Or do we go back to business as usual, you know, the old norm applies and we're just going to chase the moon, you know, shoot for the stars? And I think where I come from this particular point is perhaps what we need to do is reset ourselves in terms of our own mentality around our lifestyles. And maybe we've learned that moderation gets you further down the road than excess.
So dispense of the superfluous.
Exactly that. So it comes from this point where perhaps when we come out of lockdown, we're realizing now that we can actually maintain a reasonable lifestyle and make time for other things to present a more balanced lifestyle and not just make that money focus the purpose of our living. You know, we're not working to live. We live to work or vice versa. So here it goes. You know, we're going to reset. We hear from all sorts of angles. We heard, a lot of versions of what the new norm is going to be like. And I guess our lifestyles will also have to reset somewhere.
Yeah.
And you don't come out the starting blocks, you know, picking it up and shooting for the stars again. Maybe moderation is a key to look at now.
Yeah. That's also what we spend our money on, right? And what is important to you. I mean, that's, I think context is so important. So, yes, dispensing of the Porsche when you really don't need one is something. And do you really need a 15 million rand home or a 4 million rand home if you're living alone? Could you still have a decent lifestyle getting an apartment for 1.5 million? Because you could pick those up these days. they've moved down, right? So there is the issue of downscaling. But there's also, in my case, spending more to be able to do more. So, for example, you buy a very fast PC that enables you to do certain things, become productive. You get the unlimited Wi-Fi for those who are able to do so. Not Wi-Fi, but fiber. So that when you do online learning, because we also need to look at rebuilding ourselves from a skills point of view. And you can't do so without access to things like data, access to computers, for example, depending on what you want to do. So there is a level of, it's a bit like a business, isn't it? A business needs to look at yourself and where am I spending money? My income statement, oh my word, I'm spending all of this on my operations. And do I need these operations? Do I need this thing that's not even an asset I dispose of it and I reallocate the spend into something that's going to give me better muscle to build myself with.
Oh, that's a good point. And I think, too, that if you value time as a limited resource, there's only X amount of time in a day. The higher you climb, the more time it's going to take to attain that and to also maintain that.
Yep.
And this is where I'm going. Yes, we can look at some clever ways of saving time with technology, and I think that's going to be a point you can't hold back on. It's going to take you with it. But where I'm going is that the higher you climb, the more time you've got to dedicate to maintaining it virtually down the road. And what happens is there are other aspects in your life that you're going to miss out on. There are other aspects of your life that you could also grow into. And balance and moderation become the pearl of wisdom, I think, rather than, you know, trying to be the next best thing, buy that Porsche because of social acceptance. You know, we've got to ask those questions. Why do I want what I want? And, you know, it's often pointed down to things like social acceptance, to be seen to be wealthy, just be seen to be successful. Mm. And I think the pandemic, if anything, will teach us to be who we want to be, not to be something for someone else.
If only you knew what people thought of you if you take that Porsche and you take your naught to 104 seconds and you exercise it. people don't think about you positively.
No. Well, I suppose it does develop some kind of blind spot for yourself. You know, what other people think and what you think is another thing.
Exactly.
But, you know, but just on that point, you know, it's a point of coming out of lockdown level 3 today. Are we going to just carry on doing the same things? Or are we going to change something? And I think the big lesson was learned. A lot of us were found wanting. We didn't have reserves before the lockdown to maintain ourselves through it. We had stresses and strains because we had overcommitted ourselves to a lifestyle that we have to spend the rest of our life paying for. So all those evaluations need to be reset. And I guess it's a broad brush. I understand there are very different doors to it. But the point is moderation is probably the pearl of wisdom in financial planning going forward, rather than trying to be the next best, greatest, wealthiest person.
Absolutely.
Because that comes at a price.
And how much is enough at the end of the day? So, you know, some of those core considerations, you know, as you say, aim for something which is realistic. And then enough versus excess is another key consideration. I mean, and sometimes it's up to you to decide what enough is, but you need to be content with that. If you're going to determine what enough is based on what other people are going to say about you, and you're putting so much value in other people's thoughts, then you're going to end up in the excess.
Yeah, that's the point. And, you know, the ultimate prize, when you get the right balance and you can afford what you really need and want, the ultimate prize is peace of mind. Peace of mind that you can keep up with the lifestyle that you've accustomed yourself to. And the more moderate that becomes, the more easy and manageable it becomes down into the future as well.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, we're going to leave it there. We're keeping it short and to the point. We're waiting for this report to be delivered. The minister's still waxing lyrical. I don't think she said much since the last 15 minutes. But anyway, Paul Roelofse is certified financial planner. And if you've got any insights into that, maybe you realized that excess needs to go, and you've let that excess go, and you've decided that this is what you're content with, I'd love to hear your story.